Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sunrise on the Reaping is a young adult dystopian novel by Suzanne Collins and the second prequel in the Hunger Games series. Set 24 years before the original trilogy, it returns to Panem for the 50th Hunger Games, also known as the Second Quarter Quell, when each district must send twice the usual number of tributes. The novel centers on a younger Haymitch Abernathy from District 12 and uses his story to explain how the games, the capital, and President Snow shaped the trauma and cynicism that later define him as Katniss Everdeen and Peeta Mellark's mentor. Like the rest of the series, it combines survival fiction with political critique, using the arena to examine propaganda, coercion, and public spectacle. It is also designed to deepen readers' understanding of Panem's history while remaining a standalone narrative with strong emotional and thematic continuity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Haymitch Abernathy's origin story redefines a familiar character. The novel's central value is its focus on Haymitch before he became the bitter, damaged victor known from the original trilogy. By placing him at the center of the 50th Hunger Games, Collins turns a supporting figure into the emotional and moral anchor of the book. This matters because his later behavior in the Hunger Games is no longer just a personality trait, but the result of a specific history of loss, coercion, and survival under impossible conditions. The prequel format also lets readers see how intelligence, sarcasm, and strategic thinking develop as survival tools rather than as simple character quirks. Haymitch's arc is not only about winning a brutal contest, it is about being reshaped by a system that rewards adaptation while destroying trust, intimacy, and hope. That makes the book especially effective as character-centered world-building. It adds depth without relying on exposition alone. Secondly, the Second Quarter Quell turns the games into a harsher political instrument. The 50th Hunger Games is not presented as a random escalation, but as a deliberate demonstration of capital power. Because the Quarter Quell doubles the number of tributes, the event becomes an even clearer example of how Panem converts punishment into spectacle. The rule change intensifies both the physical danger and the political message. The capital can rewrite the terms of life and death whenever it wants, and the districts must absorb that violence as public ritual. Collins uses the expanded field of tributes to show that brutality is not accidental but structural. More competitors means more alliances, more betrayal, less predictability, and greater visibility for capital manipulation. The Quell therefore functions as a stress test for the entire ideological system of the series. It exposes how the games are not merely meant to decide a winner, but to reinforce submission, normalize terror, and remind the districts that the capital controls their rules, the narrative, and the outcome. Thirdly, propaganda and narrative control are as dangerous as the arena itself. One of the book's most important concerns is the way power works through storytelling. The capital does not simply force tributes into combat. It shapes how the games are seen, understood, and remembered. That means the novel is as much about media manipulation as about physical survival. Collins has long treated spectacle as a political weapon, and this prequel strengthens that idea by showing how the capital packages suffering into entertainment and uses public narrative to hide its cruelty. The arena is therefore only one layer of control. Another layer lies in editing, framing, and simplifying reality until victims become roles in a televised drama. Haymitch's experience demonstrates that resisting the capital requires more than strength or courage. It requires reading the system correctly and understanding how appearances are manufactured. This emphasis gives the book a sharper political edge than a simple action narrative, because it shows that domination depends not only on force, but on the management of perception. Fourth, District 12 relationships give the story its emotional and social weight. Although the games are central, the book also gains power from the ordinary relationships that make Haymitch's losses meaningful. His life in District 12, including his family ties and his bond with Lenore Dove, gives the novel a human baseline that the capital then violently interrupts. That contrast is important because it clarifies what the games destroy, not just bodies, but futures, attachments, and local forms of care. The prequel also broadens the social world around Haymitch by connecting him to other District 12 tributes and allies, which helps explain how solidarity can appear even in a system designed to isolate people. These relationships matter thematically because they expose the ethical cost of the capital's design. If the arena is built to reduce tributes into enemies, the pre-game sections remind readers that they are first children, friends, lovers, and community members. The emotional force of the novel comes from that tension between intimate life and state violence. Lastly, the novel strengthens the larger Hunger Games timeline and thematic continuity. Sunrise on the Reaping is not only a prequel about one character, it is also a structural bridge within the series. By setting the story 24 years before Katniss and 40 years after the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, Collins connects earlier and later moments in Panem's history and shows how oppression persists across generations. The appearance of familiar names and ideas from the Wiser series gives the book continuity, but the deeper function is thematic. It shows that rebellion is cumulative, not sudden. Quiet defiance, hidden alliances, and inherited trauma all feed the later revolution. This makes the novel especially rewarding for readers already invested in the series, because it reframes the original trilogy as the result of long pressure rather than a spontaneous uprising. At the same time, the book stands on its own by using a single Hunger Games event to explore the recurring machinery of fear, memory, and resistance. Its place in the timeline is therefore not decorative. It is essential to its meaning. In conclusion, Sunrise on the Reaping is best suited to readers who already appreciate the Hunger Games for more than its action scenes. Teen and adult readers who want political dystopia, character backstory, and emotionally charged survival fiction will find the book especially effective. It is also a strong choice for readers interested in how propaganda, state violence, and spectacle shape public obedience, because those ideas are developed with unusual clarity in a mainstream YA novel. What distinguishes this book from many other prequels is that it does not exist simply to revisit a popular world. Instead, it deepens the emotional and political logic of the series by showing how Haymitch became the person Katniss later knew, and by revealing how Panem's cruelty operates across generations. The result is a novel that works both as an origin story and as a commentary on systems of control. For longtime fans, it adds context and resonance. For newer readers, it offers a tightly focused dystopian narrative with clear stakes and strong thematic purpose. That combination makes it stand out in the genre. If you would like to support Suzanne Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.